It's Studio One Tracks on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Tony Daner. Tonight, live in our Cedar Falls studios, it's Dan Tedesco.
All right. It's nice to be back. I'm going to start this set off with a song from a few years back. Actually, I wrote this just about 8 years ago, I think almost to the day. And it's called Miss America. She was sitting on the corner, the polish scratched off her nails, a blue ribbon up for sale, and with a sign saying, "Can you help me? I'm a long way from home. Hungry and alone." And she just drew up her knees and started rocking in the breeze to the rhythm of a rattling car. And I wanted to say, did not know the way, Miss America, the sun is coming up. And the heels on her shoes are broken, the dirt was in her hair. Folks tried not to stare, so I bought her a cup of coffee and a bar of soap. Well, I hope she don't lose hope. Started rocking in the breeze to the rhythm of a rattling car. And I wanted to say, but I did not know the way, Miss America, the sun.
Dan Tedesco, live on IPR Studio One Tracks. Dan, good to see you again, and welcome back.
Thanks so much, man.
This is, we were just talking before the show. You were in Cedar Falls last summer, I think in June.
Yep.
And then about a year ago, you were on IPR's Java Blend. So this is your third time with us.
And making the rounds.
Yeah. And in the last year or so, you've certainly kept busy. We've the double album. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit of a convoluted story how that whole thing came to be. But I suppose that's sometimes the best way. I started that whole project last, like the end of 2014, beginning of 2015, just making demos at home. And I was using this little recording app on my phone and my iPad, just, you know, tracking vocals and guitar right into the little mic that's built on board on the equipment. And, you know, as I was working through the songs and just working on my writing, I started really liking the way those demos were sounding from a sonic perspective. And time went by, and I started messing around with that whole process and started showing a few of the different tracks to people as I got to what I considered to be sort of finalized states with a few of them. And my friends were like, you know, that really sounds pretty cool. Like, you should think about maybe actually just putting that out. And I'd already sort of been kicking that idea around myself, but the more people started saying that to me, I started thinking that maybe I wasn't so crazy to think that you can make a record in such a... just in that way, you know, without the formality of going into a studio and doing things the way that I'd always done them before, and just the way people usually, you know, work on that kind of project. So that first piece, which came out last October, was directly pulled from those demos. It's just really, really, really lo-fi, really simple arrangements, just my voice and an acoustic. And once that was put out and I started playing a bit behind those songs, I started thinking about what maybe else I could do in that same sort of lo-fi world. And I stumbled upon this really cool app for the iPad called, I'm going to forget the name of it right now. But it's a really good drum loop app. And it has all these old vintage drum loops sampled directly into it that you can pull up and you can build your own beats and everything. So I sat down and spent hours messing with that. I grew up playing with just a drummer, so there's always been a really strong sense of rhythm in the way that I compose and just the way that I hear music and feel music. And that app just opened up a whole other world that I was never really expecting to get involved in. And I started making new recordings of some newer songs I've been writing and sort of putting some of these different rhythms behind them, building these different beats. And once I had that sort of very basic architecture in place, I started screwing around with the other parts of the GarageBand and an iPad, which has a whole bunch of electronic instruments you can use. They're not necessarily the most truest sounding, but there was something about that I really liked. They still worked in a way that was a little different, but still very musical. So I tracked a bunch of that instrumentation, literally just playing on the screen on my iPad with my finger, playing different notes and playing the violins and the string bass, just sliding around, finding the pitches. And it just turned into a really, really cool thing. So once I got a certain amount of that compiled and mixed down, quote unquote, I still laugh at myself whenever I talk about audio engineering.
Sure,
I'm definitely
sure
not an audio engineer, but I got something to sound cool. Like I said, once I got to a certain point with that, I shared it with a few of my friends that I sort of used as my guinea pigs earlier in the year on the first part of this whole journey, and they were still really supportive. And you know, I think especially people that have known my music for a while, at least I hope this, but with some people I know it's been the case, that it was kind of a refreshing thing and an exciting thing to hear, because it was very different than what I'd really ever done before, which certainly for me personally was a huge breath of fresh air, and I think a really invigorating thing on an artistic level to go through. So I ended up packaging that second piece, and I released it originally as sort of a volume 2 to the project, but now I really think of it, and I've repackaged it yet again, as an actual double record. So you have these first 10 songs that are sonically really, really, really simple and raw. And then you have this other piece that sort of takes that simple and raw format and sound and then juxtaposes it against this very electronic element. And, you know, by the time you get to the end of the all 20 tracks, you've kind of gone through this journey of sorts sonically, which, you know, and there's a whole other conversation to this, but the theme, or some of the themes, a few themes within the songwriting and the narrative of the album actually sort of tie in with that juxtaposition of the organic with the digital and the non-organic that I think has been a big part of what my generation has grown up dealing with.
Sure.
You know, trying to find the balance between those two very different worlds.
Okay. Well, Will, you've got a big show coming up in a little less than 2 weeks. We'll talk a little more about that later on. Right now, let's hear some more music.
Yeah.
It's Dan Tedesco on Studio One Tracks.
All right. So that last song was something called Miss America once again, and it asks a few pretty hard questions. I don't consider myself a true political writer in a very overt way, but I try to write about those situations and events more from a humanistic perspective, as opposed to looking at it, you know, from party lines and different ideologies that go along with that. And so Miss America was born out of, I think I wrote that right before the election in 2008, you know, amidst a tremendous amount of different energy that was being put out in anticipation of that whole event. And we find ourselves now here again at yet another one that's probably an even more pivotal one in a lot of ways. So that song, again, sets up a couple of questions, which I like to think on some level is answered by this next tune. And this is off my newest record. And it's a song called My Oh My, The Heart of the Crowd. And this one goes out for the perseverance of the human spirit, if you will. Here we go. Felt the crowd take a shake in the rafters. My, oh my. The city is filled with the echo of laughter. My, oh my. I read all the blogs, but I can't see the answers. My, oh my. I woke to the sound on the morning after. The heart of the crowd, oh, it keeps beating on. Yeah, the heart of the crowd, oh, it keeps beating. My, oh my, I just saw the light and the smiles fading. My, oh my. There's trash in the alley from the people parading. My, oh my. There's talk going around full of speculation. My, oh my. The radio's jammed on the same old station. In the heart of the crowd. Oh, it keeps beating on. Sighing, my oh my. The smoke in the valley from the flames keep climbing. My oh my. Now tell me, can you hear all the people crying? My oh my. You best get to living or you best be dying. Thank you.
speeding on, keep speeding on, keep speeding on, keep speeding on, keep speeding. And something else that I got really into thinking about writing a lot of these newer songs, that it's the idea of what really happiness comes down to in the end. You know, it's not a thing or a place, but I think, at least I believe, it's more a state of mind, and it's a choice that you have to make. And that's kind of the genesis behind this next story of sorts called Mad Cow. Well, you can cry and whine, you can piss and moan, you can take out another high percentage loan, you can sleep too late and develop a slouch, you can take off your belt and let it hang out, you can have too much and never enough, you can buy a big house and fill it with stuff, you can burn the gas, you can dry the well, you can grow old with no stories to tell. Choice is yours and yours alone, to be happy or sad, 'cause out in the field the cows have gone mad. And you can go on a diet and back off again, you can justify it to your invisible friend, you can pay for magic, you can study the book, you can bite the bait and let them set the hook, you can change your hair, you can idolize, you can spend your paycheck on a bad disguise, you can curse the world and the shape you're in, you can cheat the clock, but gravity will win. And the choice is yours and yours alone, to be happy or sad, 'cause out in the field the cows have gone mad. You can pray to God, you can dress in cloaks, you can join the choir and dismiss the hoax, you can ask yourself or you can wait and see, you can count on them to decide for thee. You can run real fast, you can walk real slow, you can look behind you everywhere you go, you can lock the door, you can wipe the sweat, can do the dance of the living dead. And the choice is yours and yours alone, to be happy or sad, 'cause out in the field the cows have gone mad. And the choice is yours and yours alone, to be happy or sad, 'cause out in the field cows have gone mad.
All right. Well, before I came in this afternoon, I put a little note out asking people if there were any songs they wanted to hear. And this was one that got requested, so I got to do it. And you know, like a lot of people that go into music and into rock and roll, if you trace their story back, it's not too uncommon. I would say it's almost always the case of some sort of a social outcast or misfit in their younger days, which I certainly fall right in line with. And I wrote this song called The Outlier to try and find the confidence in that place out on the fringe, you know, in the shadows of the dance floor in the gymnasium, so to speak. Because the older I've gotten, people I really look up to and people that inspire me the most usually come from that place. And almost anybody who's done something that really changed the way things are, you know, for the better, generally came from a pretty uncomfortable place when they were younger. And so, nevertheless, I think I found my confidence in this. So it's called The Outlier. Well, I've always been an outlier, a pretty kind of misfire. Tried to be an insider, I never was a good liar. Some things you can't rewire, so I found my own desire. Hear the auto-tune choir, don't it make you so tired? Swam the mainstream. Kids, you know, can be so mean. Some things you can't rewire, so I found my own desire. Hear the auto-tune choir, don't it make you so tired? I'll always be an outlier. I'll always be an outlier. I've always been an behind the times, out of rhythm, out of rhyme. Some things you can't rewire, so I found my own desire. Hear the auto-tune choir, don't it make you so tired? I'll always be. We'll be right back.
Dan Tedesco on Studio One Tracks. That might be my favorite Dan Tedesco song, too. Yeah. Thanks for playing it.
Yeah, man,
and
of course.
And thanks to Dan's friends for requesting it. We're gonna take a short break here, and we'll be back with more from Dan Tedesco. I'm Tony Daner, and this is Studio One Tracks on Iowa Public Radio.
If you miss any of your favorite weekend Studio One shows, hear them weekday afternoons at iowapublicradio.org. The Folk Tree is heard Monday at 1 p.m., Java Blend Tuesday at 1 and Friday at 3 p.m., and Backtracks Thursdays at 1 p.m. You can also hear Mountain Stage, American Roots, Thistle and Shamrock, and more on IPR's new 24-hour web stream. Download IPR's free app at Google Play or the iTunes Store.
It's Studio One Tracks on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Tony Daner. Once again, we're here live in our Cedar Falls studios with Dan Tedesco. Dan, a little bit ago, we were talking about a big show that you've got coming up in Des Moines in a little less than 2 weeks. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm playing at the Vaudeville Muse on Saturday, October 22nd. A good friend of mine, Luke Fox, is going to open up that show. And I'm actually playing with a brand new backing band that I just put together over the last few months. We've been pretty heavy into the rehearsals for about the last 5 or 6 weeks. And I'm really, really excited for it. I grew up as an electric guitar player, played a lot of different styles of music, and got into songwriting once I sort of realized how many people play guitar and that it might be a little stiff competition out there in the big world.
There is.
But if I could write, I felt like that might give me a little extra something, you know, in my pocket. So, you know, having gone that route over the last 10 years or so, I've kind of woven back and forth from having bands and playing solo. And the last 3 or 4 years, the format I'm playing in right now is pretty much exclusively what I've done. So, this is going to mark sort of a step back into an area that I'm very comfortable with, that I grew up with. It's a big part of who I am as a musician, but that I've sort of been abstained from for the last few years. So I've been getting all my electric gear cleaned up and playing a lot of electric guitar at home, and it's been really, really fun. And a lot of the arrangements that have come together with this new format, you know, taking my songs and making them sort of a lot louder has been a lot of fun. So we have a great set planned, and I can't wait for it. So
very cool.
Good night.
And tickets are available at your website, is that
yep,
right?
Yep, on my website. You can go to Vaudeville's site. I mean, they're kind of all over the place, but if you go to dantedesco.com, you'll be good to go.
All right. And you are, obviously, you've got the Fender amp with you, the pedal board. You haven't completely abandoned the electric sound.
No.
I mean, every time I've seen you, that it's been a little bit of an electric setup, even with the acoustic guitar.
Yeah, and that's very much, you know, my like North Star with guitar playing has always been Eddie Van Halen. And I try not to forget about those influences that maybe aren't so typical of somebody who falls in kind of the genre where I've been the last number of years. And so bringing that into this world has been a big thing for me. It's been very important.
All right. So let's get back to the music. It's Dan Tedesco on Studio One Tracks.
This is something called I'm Leaving, and this is also off my most recent release. Have been heavy and stubborn to yield a
farmers stand waiting to turn up the fields. It's a painful deal. So come with me. We could wander the meadows. We could grow into old crows and fly away. For the cell phones and monotones are bleeding my ears. We're so close to an overdose, I'm too afraid to fear. It's really something, my dear. So babe, I'm leaving. I won't be here tomorrow. So tell me, can I borrow your company? La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. Well, when I got in here earlier, we were talking about the music industry over the years, and I revealed that it's been about 10 years, just over 10 years now, by a few months, since I quit my job to start doing all this stuff and hit the road, so to speak. I wrote this song here called Let Me Play My Guitar, I Will Not Do You Wrong, about 2 or 3 weeks before I actually put in my notice. And it's funny, I've been playing it ever since. I put it out along with this batch of songs on my most recent album. And every time I play it, it's like I can always remember when I was a little kid going to guitar lessons and my mom would come pick me up, take me to band practices and things. It was all I ever really wanted to do from a really, really young age, which is a blessing and a curse, you know? But nevertheless, I have pursued it. And in a larger sense, I think when I wrote this song, really what I was getting after was just having my own thing, you know, my own voice, and something that somebody couldn't take away from me. And I was heavily inspired by two books, one called Bound for Glory, which is the autobiography of Woody Guthrie, and the other one, The Great On the Road by Mr. Kerouac. And you read both of those back to back, and if it doesn't get your heart beating a little faster, then you might need to re-examine some things, because those are pretty inspiring stories. So this is my attempt to add to that saga. It's called Let Me Play My Guitar, I Will Not Do You Wrong. And in an office space, I've worked the fields and factories in an office space. But not one of them jobs did ever feel like the right place. guitar, sing for you my song. I said, let me play my old guitar, sing for you my song. And I promise you, my friends, that I would not do you wrong. I've worked just for money and another man's dream. Said I've worked just for money and another man's dream. But it done starved my hungry soul till I could no longer scream. So let me play my guitar, sing you my song. I said, let me play my old guitar, sing you my song. And I promise you, my friends, that I would not do you wrong.
Tedesco putting on a bit of a guitar clinic up here in Studio One, complete with the Eddie Van Halen phaser.
That's right, man.
We're going to got time for one more in just a minute. First, I want to thank IPR's technical producer, Phil Moss. Thanks also to Chris Fenton, Mark Simmet, and Al Scherz. The show is happening October 22nd at Vaudeville Muse in Des Moines. Luke Fox, is that right?
That's
opening
correct.
Up
yep.
that show.
Yep.
Tickets available at Vaudeville Muse and at dantedesco.com. We're back in our Cedar Falls studios November 15th with the Eastern Iowa band Wooden Nickel Lottery. Looking forward to that one, and we'll be heading back to the Des Moines Social Club a couple more times this year. Good times happening on Studio One. One more time, it's Dan Tedesco on Studio One Tracks.
All right, I'm going to leave you with a song that asks a very, very hard question. It's the kinds of questions that keep me up at night.
called Why the Seeds Won't Grow. Had the names chosen this day last year. Now at night they lay frozen between hope and fear. And the doctor just sighs. She gets that look in her eyes, and he gets hollow. Well, Mama, can you tell me why the seeds won't grow? Will it try to sober up, try to get control? All the while growing up, he watched his daddy roll. The trooper just sighs, the lights flash in his eyes alongside the road. Well, Mama, can you tell me why the seeds won't grow? God-serving man most all of his life, till a drunk Willie swerving T-boned his wife. And the preacher just sighs, he don't look in his eyes, says only God could know. Well, Mama, can you tell me why the seeds won't grow? Why the rain won't fall and the river won't flow? Sun won't shine and the wind won't blow. Well, Mama, can you tell me why the seeds won't grow? And Mama, can you tell me why the seeds won't grow? Well, Mama, can you tell me why the seeds won't grow?